Hey, good morning. My name is Larissa Granko. I'm from the Western Applied Research Corporation, way up north in Scott, Saskatchewan, and we are actually based out of an Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada research station. But the organization that I work for is a not-for-profit that focuses on applied research for growers in the area. So we have a number of collaborators from other sites across our province as well that I should acknowledge. So today what we'll be looking at is a trial that recently wrapped up for us this past summer that looked at seeding rates for precision seeded canola. Now, a number of researchers and companies are trying to work on and develop some technology to improve seed placement of canola, to increase seed or improve seed placement, increase plant uniformity, and increase seed yield and harvestability. So our canola crop is a little bit different in terms of its relationship between plant density and seed yield when we compare it to, say, a cereal crop. Yields are generally maximized at plant populations above 50 plants per square meter. But that being said, canola can maintain yield potential over a range of plant densities. And at very low plant populations, it can increase branching, number of pods per branch, number of seeds per pod to actually maintain that constant yield potential. Recent research has shown, though, that uniformity of plants can affect yield potential as well. So Dr. Gann, who is a researcher in Canada as well, has recently completed a study that also looked at uniformity and plant population and its effect on seed yield. And this trial, they actually hand-thinned the plants to the desired plant population and uniformity. And what they found was that at both high and low yielding sites, you actually increased your seed yield by increasing plant uniformity. And that was a lot greater at plant populations below 60 plants per square meter. So as you can tell, at very low plant populations, plant uniformity might be much more important than, say, as a higher plant population. So that brings us to our trial that we conducted. We wanted to evaluate some of the new roller attachments for air carts. Now, canola is generally seeded with an air seeder in Western Canada. So these two, the one on the left, the Ultra Pro Roller, is the new attachment that we wanted to evaluate, and we wanted to compare that to our conventional Valmar Roller attachment. So the Ultra Pro Roller is marketed to farmers as an instrument that can allow more uniform distribution of seedlings in the row, which can help farmers reduce their seeding rates and thus decrease input costs. So what we really wanted to evaluate here was if there was a difference in terms of plant uniformity between that Ultra Pro Roller and the traditional Valmar Roller, and also to determine if those differences in uniformity affected the plant population required to reach maximum yield potential. So if there was more uniform distribution of seedlings, could we reduce our seeding rates to achieve maximum yield? So just to give you a perspective of where our sites are located here, they're all located in the province of Saskatchewan. The Scott Station, which is where I'm from, is the only station located in the dark brown soil zone. And it's generally characterized by a slightly cooler and drier climate compared to our sites on the eastern side of the province in the black soil zone. But generally, overall, we're dealing with fairly low precipitation in our province. So the experiment was conducted as a randomized complete block design with four replicates, and it was treated as a two-factorial design. The first factor was the roller type, so comparing the Ultra Pro and the Valmar Roller. The second factor was seeding rate, and we had a range of seeding rates from 10 seeds per square meter up to 320 seeds. Now, generally, we're recommending to farmers that they seed between 80 and 160 seeds per square meter, but a lot of farmers are seeding at lower than recommended seeding rates. So we did want to target those very low plant populations as well to evaluate the response on uniformity at those plant populations. Okay. So like I said, it was a factorial design, and when we looked at our percent emergence based on seeding rate and roller type, we found that both of those factors were significant, but there were no significant interactions between the two factors. So So when we look at our seeding rate, this is fairly typical of what we would see as we increase our seeding rate, our percent emergence decreases. I should note, though, at the very lowest seeding rate, we actually have higher emergence than what we've targeted for. So what that's telling us is that at that extremely low seeding rate, our metering systems, you know, even though they were calibrated each year for both roller types with the seed lot that we were to be using, it didn't accurately meter out the seed that we were targeting. So keep that in mind as we move forward. When we look at our roller types, our traditional roller actually resulted in higher emergence than our Ultra Pro roller. That being said, though, just looking at how the metering systems worked and looking at the trends across the site years, what I think is happening there is it's not necessarily improving the emergence. I suspect that the Valmar is just spewing out more seed than what we've actually calibrated it for. And I suspect that the Ultra Pro roller is metering out the seed more accurately than our traditional roller. So because we had differences in emergence between seeding rates and between the roller type, when we start to look at the uniformity, I didn't necessarily want to use those target seeding rates, but I actually made the curves using the actual plant densities instead. So to measure the variability in distance and uniformity, what we did is we measured the distance between 10 plants in four rows within each plot, and we took the standard error of those distances. When we looked at the differences between roller type, there was virtually no difference in the curves. But when we looked at the effect at different site years, what we found is that at high-yielding sites, we actually had more uniform plant populations than at our low-yielding sites. So we could reach a uniform plant population at 27 plants per square meter at our high-yielding sites, whereas our low-yielding sites, it actually took about 38 plants per square meter to reach a uniform plant distribution. So when we look at the response of the canola yields to plant density and roller type, again, I didn't want to use the targeted seeding rate because we didn't feel comfortable with the emergence that we had with those. So again, we plotted those with the actual plant density. At our high-yielding sites, there was virtually no difference in terms of yield response between our two rollers. At our low-yielding sites, there was a small difference, about 3 plants per square meter between the Valmar and the Ultra Pro roller, which isn't necessarily significant. But again, when we compare our high-yielding and low-yielding sites, it actually takes more plants to reach maximum yield at our high-yielding sites compared to our low-yielding sites. And that being said, when we looked at our previous slide where we looked at uniformity, at our high-yielding sites, it took 38 plants per square meter to reach maximum yield, but we had uniform densities at 27 plants per square meter. So even though our plants are uniformly spaced, we still needed more plants to reach maximum yield. At our low-yielding sites, we had uniform densities at 38 plants per square meter, but we maximized yield at 17 plants per square meter. So it's not uniformity and it's not plant density. There's something else there that's limiting yield potential. So the other things that we measured in this study were also crop maturity. And that's something that's important to farmers as well with canola. You can see that as we decrease our seeding rate, we increase the days to maturity. And here you can see there's prolonged flowering at the lowest seeding rates. And that has implications for harvestability, determining when swath timing would be, because we do have that extra branching at those very low plant populations where those plants are trying to compensate by increasing branching. And that has implications for seed quality, so green seed content and oil quality as well. I should also note at the very highest seeding rate, we actually did experience lodging at a number of the sites. It didn't seem to affect yield, but it does. It would affect harvestability of the crop. So, like I said, this is just a preliminary look. We finished up the trial. I'm still waiting on 3 set years worth of data. But to begin with, I guess what I'm pulling out from this data right now is that our rollers, our conventional roller, didn't necessarily meter out our seed as accurately as we had hoped. And the Ultra Pro Roller, you know, might be beneficial for farmers. Even though it doesn't appear to improve uniformity, it does appear to accurately meter out that seed compared to our traditional roller, which, you know, can save the farmer some money. So like I said, plant uniformity not necessarily affected by roller type, but it was affected by plant density. So by simply increasing your seeding rate, you can affect your variability in terms of distance between seedlings quite dramatically. And now plant uniformity doesn't appear to be, or the differences in plant uniformity that we had in this trial didn't appear to be as important as other factors like plant density, or at our low yielding sites if there was something else that was affecting yield potential. So that's important to keep in mind. Just in, I guess to finish off, I do have to thank SAS Canola for funding our research trials. We had a number of collaborators at other research sites, so I do have to thank all the summer staff, technicians, and research managers. Of course, Eric Johnson for helping with developing this project and the analysis as well. Thank you. The question was, why was one roller type superior to the other in terms of emergence rate? What I suspect is that the Valmar roller, like the traditional roller, I think it was metering out more seed than what we had calibrated. We calibrated it stationary, and I think when the seeder was moving, I think maybe we had more seed coming out than what we had calibrated it for, and it appeared that the Ultra Pro Roller had just metered it out more accurately, I think, because the emergence rates are closer to what we would typically see on farm. Yes?
So have you reconciled the difference between your results and those that Dr. Gann showed initially? And I'm wondering, is uniformity important with low yielding sites or not?
I think the differences in uniformity in the previous research were probably greater because they were actually hand-thinned. I believe they took out every other row, so they were much. There was a lot more difference between uniform and non-uniform treatments. And in ours, we're looking at very small differences, and I don't think that the differences we saw resulted in any yield differences. So I think we do need to keep evaluating the technology that does come on the market, you know, to see, you know, how accurately we can actually get our plant populations. But, yeah.